peace in life's storms. Words from Jesus.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Psalm 46:1-3. When the storms of life blow around you and you feel tossed and buffeted with the winds of distress, adversity, and difficulty, seek my face and come into my presence and seek refuge in me until these calamities are past. Come to me and trust that I will care for you and be your strength and ever-present help in times of trouble. This is the refuge that I have promised you, the solace of my love, the comfort in my arms, the peace that flows from my heart to yours, that envelops you and transports your spirit to the heavenly realm. In those quiet moments when we commune together, I can change your perspective and fill your heart with my peace that passes all understanding as you step aside from the storms of life and come into the chamber of my refuge. Through the storm. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. John 14:27. I can't promise to spare you from the storms of life, but I can promise to be with you through them. My help comes in a variety of forms. It may not always come in the form you expect, but it will always come. I will never leave or forsake you. I will never leave you to struggle on your own. When you ask for my help, I will answer your prayer. When you are worried or fearful, I will give you faith to trust me, peace of mind, and courage to carry on. When you are weak and weary, lean on me and I will give you strength. When your heart is broken, I will mend it. I can't keep you from all hardships and sorrows, but I can give you the strength to bear the troubles of life and bring about good from every circumstance you face. I can help your spirit rise above the storms of life to my heavenly kingdom, where the sun is always shining. I am your sunshine on a rainy day and the rainbow after the storm. I am the bright ray of hope that puts the sparkle back in your eyes. The present storm will pass. In the meantime, trust that I will keep you through every storm you face in life. My unfathomable peace. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. My peace is the treasure of treasures, the pearl of great price. It is an exquisitely costly gift, both for the giver and the receiver. I purchased this peace for you with my blood. You receive this gift by trusting me in the midst of life's storms. If you have the world's peace, everything going your way, you don't seek my unfathomable peace. Thank me when things do not go your way, because spiritual blessings come wrapped in trials. Adverse circumstances are normal in a fallen world. Expect them each day. Rejoice in the face of hardship, for I have overcome the world. I am above all things, your problems, your pain, and the swirling events in this ever-changing world. When you behold my face, you rise above circumstances and rest with me in heavenly realms. This is the way of peace, living in the light of my presence. I guarantee that you will always have problems in this life, but they must not become your focus. When you feel yourself sinking in the sea of circumstances, say, "Help me, Jesus, and I will draw you back to me." If you have to say that thousands of times daily, don't be discouraged. I know your weakness, and I meet you in that very place. Refuse to worry. In this world, there will always be something enticing you to worry. That is the nature of a fallen, fractured planet. Things are not as they should be. So the temptation to be anxious is constantly with you, trying to worm its way into your mind. The best defense is continual communication with me, richly seasoned with thanksgiving. Awareness of my presence fills your mind with light and peace, leaving no room for fear. This awareness lifts you up above your circumstances, enabling you to see problems from my perspective. Live close to me. Entering in His temple. God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:6. When you feel worried with the strain of it all, come to me and commit all your cares and anxieties to me. When you feel like all is stormy and cloudy and your heart feels heavy to where you're not sure if you can take one more step, that's the time to seek my presence and retreat into my heart of love. Let me give you rest and the peace you need to carry on. You'll never have the strength nor the stamina to withstand the pressures of life if you don't pull back and come to me. Breathe deeply of my heavenly air. Breathe in and relax. Sit back and revel in my beauty and meditate in my temple. Prince of Peace. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46:10. Once, when I was crossing the Sea of Galilee with my disciples, a storm arose and threatened to sink our small boat. My disciples were frightened, but I commanded the storm to cease. "Peace, be still." And the wind and waves obeyed me. One day I will say, "Enough," and cause the storms of war, calamity, disease, and natural disasters to cease. The problems of today's world prove that people cannot solve their own problems. The world cannot survive without its Savior. True, lasting peace is not possible without me, the Prince of Peace. One day, my peace and righteousness will cover the earth, just as the waters cover the sea. In the meantime, you can have my real and lasting peace in your heart, peace that can withstand anything, no matter what storms you face in life, by turning to me, the Prince of Peace, in your time of need. I will always be there for you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.